Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth Drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And as always, we going hard in the paint. And if you want to go hard in the paint with us, you can give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037. You can go hard in the paint with me and Miss 100%. We social network. We encourage you to go to our site, smoothdrama.com. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I follow you back. On Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. But as always, y'all know how it is. I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You're really trying to get at my co-host. So, illustrious co-host, tell the people where they can catch up to you at.
They can catch up with me at www.themostillustriouscohostintheworld. No, I'm just playing. At Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com, Facebook, or they can follow me at 100% on Twitter.
Hey.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. 2012, y'all know, since we at the end anyway, you know, better get it in now.
Might as well act a fool.
Right. Yeah, get it in. Well, don't act too much a fool like these 49er fans who threatening Kyle Williams just for the fact that, oh, he fumbled and cost him the game this weekend. Yeah. If you don't know, Kyle Williams,
the
ball hit him on the leg, they scored. He fumbled the ball, they scored, and that was the game. So he feels bad enough as it is.
Right.
I bet you
this guy is just like, you know, it had to be somebody, you know, but somebody has to be that guy. But why me? And you know what I'm saying? I would feel that way. Like, why did this have to happen to me?
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
It's a football game. You know, it ain't no
fair. I mean, somebody's got to win, somebody got to lose. Unfortunately, he was the GOAT. But he doesn't deserve the tweets like people hoping that him and his family dies. They hope that he die in his sleep. And
that, you know what, stuff like that is just way beyond retarded. And yes, I said retarded for all those PC people out there. I said retarded. Anyway, I mean, come on. They need to stop saying, they better hope they don't die or they family don't die in their sleep. You know, you got to watch your words. Can't you be saying ignorant shit?
Well, I mean, what the whole point? They want to say ignorant shit because they're ignorant.
Yeah, just quite trifling to me.
I mean, it's a football game.
You want his family to die over a football. That's just, you know what.
Right. Well, that's why I bring this up, because people inject themselves so much into these football games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and I've talked about it many times. I've got a friend who peewee football coach, and I've gone to the games because his son's played, and I'm there at the games supporting, and people in the crowd, kill him! Kill him! Hurt him!
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, these are like 10 and 12-year-olds, really?
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I mean, sick in the head. I can't describe the feel. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I don't like going to live games.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be around people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're really that stupid on purpose.
It's like on purpose and for no good reason.
Right. It just you just woke up and the stupid gene was just flowing out of you.
Just oozing.
You just sweating stupid that day.
You know what? We hardcore. That's hardcore. Now, you know what? If you really want to insult somebody, say that shit to them to their face, like, or after they say something. You know what? You really sweating stupid today. You know, that's a good. I think I'm going to write that for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That's our new slogan.
That's our slogan for the month. It's sweating stupid. All right.
Well, that's how we go hard in the paint. We try not to sweat stupid, though. Anyway, speaking of sweating stupid, here's the University of Wisconsin-Madison is exploring ways that hip-hop can be used to change the way some students learn. I myself, that would be cool if it was 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Or 91 as opposed to 2011, because the difference between hip-hop then and hip-hop now, I mean, the songs now are N-words in Paris. I beat the pussy up.
Right.
These are the songs that are played.
Shaky, shaky, drop it, break it, break it. That's what our kids gonna learn. Well, that's what they kids gonna learn. Our kids already know it, unfortunately.
Right. And I mean, I understand the sentiment. Like, yeah, you know, we can teach them hip hop. I mean, but I have a sneaking suspicion they won't be delving into the serious hip hop, the political hip hop. You know, the hip hop that makes you think and challenges mm-hmm. your thoughts. It'll be wobble wobble, shake it shake it.
Or it'll be that. Oh God, I hate it. That who is his name? Shirt off dude. Ricky Rose. Yeah, they will. I guess they're gonna try to explore why hip hop artists. You know, like to use stupid stuff like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to me. I mean, I wouldn't want this being something that, like, I mean, okay, it's already out there, so why go further into it, you know?
Well, I mean, but I like I said, I understand the sentiment, but I'm afraid of hip hop as a learning tool. I don't see hip hop as if they're going to start at quote unquote radio, that's not learning. That's learning how not to be.
Right.
Or as one of the bloggers states, meet me at the bathroom stall and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Oh God.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I mean, those are profound lyrics there.
Now that's deep.
Yeah. Deeper than Atlanta. That's the whole point. You talk about consciousness. That is the antithesis of consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking also about the antithesis of consciousness, and I'd say I'm borrowing Scotty Spitton's word. That's his word. He loves antithesis. Mm-hmm. Your favorite person, Wendy Williams. She's doing a campaign to save the Twinkie since Hostess. Has gone, filed bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's she decided she was going to try to save the Twinkie by getting the world record eater, competitive eating legend, and I'm going to say his name wrong. Don't
it's Kobayashi.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I have you for.
I kind of see this as, you know, a really sweet kind of sentiment because, like, the Twinkie is part of history, really, when you think about it. Like, it's been, what, on the scene since, what, like, 1947, something like that? Anyway, it's really sad when something like that, a business like that, has to file bankruptcy. Like, it's millions and millions of fat people in this country. And Twinkie is going out of business. What the hell is going on?
Because people aren't eating Twinkies.
I mean, you know, I guess the junk food industry is super, super competitive, and they just couldn't keep up. Like, they, you know, a fried Snickers compared to a Twinkie, I guess, you know, a person.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's just so many other things. That, you know, they're coming up with new ways for us to kill ourselves every day. So Twinkie is just, you know, stay out.
Yeah.
But
you think about that.
Yeah.
Hostess, one of the companies that has for decades some of the most unhealthiest stuff, they aren't even relevant because these other companies have taken unhealthy to another level. Like, you know, deep fried Snickers, deep fried ice cream, deep fried cotton candy. I mean,
people are deep frying butter now. I said, what the hell? I mean, what? You want to fry butter? I said, you know what?
Right. And the Twinkie ain't enough. They're deep frying Twinkies at the fairs. I'm like, is there any, I mean, why would you eat deep fried ice cream?
It's crazy.
I can't get past that.
Yes. I mean,
you wonder, I mean, is there anything that we won't fry?
Right. I mean, but, you know, like I was saying, on the serious part of it, Hostess, you know, that has been a brand or a household brand for so long, and it is kind of sad to see a company that's been in business so long, they're actually going out of, well, I don't want to say going out of business, but when you file bankruptcy, that's basically you're about to go out of business. You can't keep up, and that part of it is kind of sad.
No, going out of business, bankrupt means that they're not going to pay any of their bills and going to keep all of the profit. That's what,
you know what?
Bankrupt is. Understand, let's keep it real here for a second.
That's true in a sense, but...
No, ain't no in a sense. What you think that is? I mean, you look at the major companies. I mean, hell, I'm a big comic book guy. Marvel Comics went bankrupt. They could not sell so that they wouldn't have to pay their bills. And then they came back and they're profitable. Why? Because they don't have to pay their bills. See?
Well, you know what? Okay, now that you put it that way, I feel exactly what you're saying. Because we do it too. People do it on their personal finances. They got all these bills. They can't pay them or don't want to pay them, they file Chapter 7, Chapter 10, whatever you want to say. Then after a couple of years, they bounce back from that shit, and all that shit is clear, and they didn't have to pay anything. So, I mean, they just doing what, I guess, is normal for broke people to do, I guess.
Well, you see, this is what I'm saying. We noticed that the laws have been changed, so that the poor, they can't claim bankruptcy as easy. But
right.
Hostess, who is multi-million-dollar company, they can go bankrupt, and they'll be fine. They'll reassess what they have to do.
Or they'll sell to somebody else. You know, if worse comes to worse, they'll just merge with another company, or they will sell to another company. But you know, I mean, this to me is fuckery, is what it is.
Right.
Because if you got it, you should. I mean, they file, but does that mean that they're going to get it?
Well, they're going to get it. And big shout out to Wendy Williams, as my man Soul in the Hole says, promoting that healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Twinkies, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't want an apple a day, you want a Twinkie a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like having some unhealthy white stuff shot into your mouth. On that note, we gonna go on a break here.
Woo!
This is, I'm feeling old school nostalgic here. This is Old Dirty Bastard. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Y'all remember this.
We have only 35 chambers. There is no 36.
I know that. But I want to create a new chamber.
Oh, and what would that be?
Oh, fuck, you can't even play.
I miss 100%, and that was ODB, Shimmy Shimmy Ya, or Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, Shimmy 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 Y'all. I'm still
I did not know that was the name of that song.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the groove is what I used to call it.
Right.
But yeah, ODB.
Yeah, ODB, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
Anyhow, speaking of resting in peace, I know as most folks know, this past weekend, Joe Paterno passed on. And speaking of Joe Paterno and his legacy, I wonder, I mean, do people discount his legacy because of what happened with Sandusky? I mean, because it's horrible that Joe Paterno will be judged not by what he did or his merits, but actually by what his so-called friend, assistant, coach did. You know, it boggles my mind, and you think that anybody, you don't want to be judged by what your friend did. I mean, is that whole guilty by association? Because I know for me personally, in hearing the details of the case, when he found out, it was like, okay, it should have been out there. He should have, like, I'm firing, which actually they did fire the guy, but it should have been, he should have never had access to the school. He shouldn't have been around anymore. And part of that is the police, because the police knew, but because it was Penn State, they let it go also. They, even though they knew that this dude was a monster.
Mhm. Right. So, and yeah, and that's why I had the problem with the whole thing about blaming him for, you know, it's like, okay, somebody has to be the scapegoat for it. So let's make the old sick man the scapegoat because he's going to die soon. So, you know, but you know what? That's a shitty, rotten thing to do. Period and point blank, you know, and you know, I'm getting like you. I ain't gonna wish cancer on them, but I wish. You know, it just ain't no good gonna come out of the whole situation. Each and every last one of them that was associated with it or knew about it and didn't say nothing, it's gonna all come out in the wash, and they all gonna have to pay for what they did. You know, it ain't no waiting till heaven. Where if you gonna get it here on earth, bottom line, best believe, it was just wrong the way they did this man.
Yeah, well,
but of course, I've expressed that a whole lot. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, and that's the point. I won't say that it was necessarily wrong. I mean, because he was obviously complicit in part of the cover up, but he should not be judged by. I mean, totally by what this monster did.
Right.
You know, and speaking of which, I almost forgot, and I gotta make sure that we do. You know, we also lost a soul food legend. We lost Etta James also.
Yes, we did.
You know, so I guess at last she found the piece that I guess she couldn't find here.
Yeah.
On this plane of existence, I hope wherever she transitions to, she can finally find that peace. And, you know,
it's just a music icon, very soulful voice.
Yeah.
People, the future generations and, you know, this generation, they try to mimic her, you know. And it was really funny that she, you know, let Beyonce know, honey, you didn't do me, you know, justice singing my song. I mean, I just thought that was hilarious when she just busted around like that. But, you know.
Well, as the originator of something, you think, you know, if you're a performer, you like to think that, hey, I'm the best. I did it first. I'm the one. You're copying me. You're a carbon copy of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how they're always going to look at. I mean, any performer. I don't think there's anybody from the guys that Elvis stole his songs from.
What you say in the dance room?
Right. He's like, hey, no, you ain't better than me. I don't care how many people bought your album.
You're right.
You know, so that's how we look at it. And in honoring Etta James, I recognize that, and I actually have some of her music, and you know, I mean for me, a musician, and I guess that's the tragedy behind some of these musicians. The great ones have such tragedy in their life that it pours over into their music, and the music is so heartfelt, profound that that's what grabs you because you can feel it. And, I mean, she was actually one of the tragic ones who lived. I mean,
right.
We don't know how the countless ones that died young. They didn't get to grow old like Etta got to grow old.
She lived a full life, and
I mean I can't pretend or profess to know all the details of her life. I mean, the majority that I know is the readings about her.
Yeah.
And you know, of course the snippets that was in Cadillac Music.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, substantiated, you know, she was a drug addict. You know, but in understanding her past and living in those times. Those were hard times to be a performer where you weren't truly appreciated for musical gifts.
Right. Yeah.
It's
still a success story to me because she's, like you said, one of the great ones that had a lot of suffering, but she overcame all of those obstacles in her life and she lived to tell about it. So it's not really, I guess, you know, how people say it's not really mourning, it's really celebrating the life of Miss Etta James.
Yeah. And that is what we do. this is not a celebration. This is Mayor Carol Goodman, who, in trying to prove a point to people, I don't know what she's proving. Mayor Goodman of Las Vegas is pledging for this week to live on $5 worth of groceries every day because she's trying to highlight a problem in Nevada. You know, he's saying that that's the average budget for thousands of people in Southern Nevada who rely on food stamps. And so she's saying that, hey, I'm going to do it. And I want people to experience it. She wants other people to do it also. So she's putting out a challenge. If you can live on $4.06 a day for a whole week, try it. And then you come back and criticize people who don't have an income and that are living like that.
Okay. You know what? That is a remarkable thing that she's doing. And I understand the sentiment. However, people that get food stamps don't live on $4.00 a day. They get food stamps. And they get the food stamp that, you know, for each person in the household that they're feeding. And some people getting a lot of food stamps, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think that that's really a fair study that she's doing because there's nothing in a grocery store that you can buy for $4.00. That's going to feed a whole family, and they're getting way more food stamps than that.
Well, I think it also depends on what area you reside in. Plus, there are different states, you know, different laws and different wage scales. Mm-hmm. I know we're in California, and the cost of living is substantially higher than mm-hmm. it would be in the South, like where I'm from in Louisiana. There's a huge difference in the cost of living. So what I could get on food stamps if I got the same amount in Louisiana as opposed to here, the money travels differently.
So I'm pretty sure they if you get more. I mean, if the cost of if food cost is higher, you're going to get more. You're not going to get the same amount. Like food costs here in Alabama are off the charts. It's crazy. When I came here, I got sticker shock. Like, what the is going on? But so I'm just wondering if it's according to the cost of living. And if it's not, then I could understand them saying the $4. But
this is what I'm saying. See, you think you have sticker shock in Alabama? I promise you, if you're sticker shocked in Alabama, Don't come to Cali.
Do you guys pay taxes on your food?
No, we don't pay taxes.
Okay, they do here, 10%.
Yeah, that's because it's just higher here, period.
Yeah, well, in Ohio, it's cheaper, and they don't pay taxes on their food at all. And it's on, and so that's what I was saying is it was just a shock that you pay the taxes, and the tax is really high on it. So it's... But the cost of living here, for some reason, is real high, but the wages and all of that stuff is really, really low. So this is one of those places where it maybe do it here. Maybe that would be a better, you know, maybe it would be
well,
better.
Well, I can't speak to the politics of the area, but as we know, gentrification goes on where you move out, quote-unquote, said undesirable and redevelopment. Redevelop the community so that desirables can move in, and then you just move the desirables some other corner of the city.
Right.
that's where we're at. And I am always amazed at those situations. And then, like, we talk about politics in different states. New Hampshire. New mm-hmm. Hampshire is considering a collective bargaining ban. And mm-hmm. for those who don't know what collective bargaining is, that's where employees can bargain together as a union or as a block group. And of course, New Hampshire is against that. They have put out a bill to prohibit collective bargaining among public employees, as well as a bill to prohibit the collection of union dues from wages and a bill eliminating lunch breaks for workers.
What the hell? What? That last part?
Yeah, you heard me right.
They want to come up with a law to say that workers can't have a lunch break?
Look, see, understand.
Is that what it's saying?
Yes. That's
exactly. So now,
see,
you know.
Understand what you're dealing with. See, people, when they eliminate your rights as a group of people, even though they come at you with the resources of a group of people. See, this is why people don't understand what collective power is all about and coming together to fight for your rights. See, because you vote these cats in, and the first thing they do is try to eliminate your power so that they can stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people don't understand. Look, when a guy does this, whoever votes for this, the next election, they should be gone. It's like, don't worry about it, dog. We voting you out.
Yeah, that's, you know, that is just, oh, I want to say so many words about, but I'm trying to change the way it out. But I mean, it's just.
Well, I mean, but that's the issue. This is not like it's something new.
Right.
That's been going on all over the country. We've seen it happen in Wisconsin. We've seen it happen in Ohio. You know, it's moving across the country. And eventually it's going to get to the more populated areas. Because people are foolish enough to think that, oh, yeah, that goes on in them podunk towns. It ain't never going to go on here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, once they've killed the power in all the podunk towns, where do you think they're going to kill the power next?
You think they're coming next.
Yeah. And people don't understand that. This is the news. This is not out. I mean, there's not. This is where the Occupy people need to be shutting stuff down.
Right.
They when I heard about this, I'm like, where are the Occupy people at?
Right.
They should be sitting right there in that session. Like, yeah, this is some BS. And registering folks to vote. And getting the candidate together to knock out every last one of the people who voted for that. I mean, it narrowly got vetoed by Governor John Lynch. That's a funny name. It narrowly got vetoed in December. And so they're trying to bring it back.
Hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of bringing it back, you know, I got to talk about your boy, Newt. Newt Gingrich.
Newt ass-bleaching Gingrich.
Yes, ass-bleaching Gingrich. he won South Carolina, and they were coming out talking about, he doesn't have the moral character. You know, his ex-wife was like, he doesn't have the moral character. He wanted to have an open marriage with me. And I'm like, well, aren't you the same heifer that he was hooking up with when he served his ex-wife in a coma?
Right.
I'm like,
people like that make my stomach sick. They make ass itch. You don't think about what you doing to somebody else. You don't think that mess is going to come back on you. But think about this. He's talking about he wanted he was married to her. He asked her for an open marriage. He did that saying, look, I'm messing around on you. I'm messing with somebody else. But I'm going to be a man. I'm going to tell you that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to stop doing it. So why don't we stop pretending, you know, like we don't know about it. You know, you get somebody you like. I get somebody I like. We really like each other more, but we want something else on the side sometimes. So, you know, let's just call it open, you know. We ain't going nowhere, you know, but she want to get all high and mighty about it now, but she didn't have a problem when he was doing it to the other woman.
Right.
That's bitch ass. All right. So,
that's how you feel about it?
I mean, but what the hell does this have to do with anything, though? I mean, they starting the issue. Like, this don't, I don't care if he like fuck. That's, I don't care.
What is his political position?
Right? Thank you.
Not
I mean,
his
hell.
Position.
Okay, to be honest, this makes him more appealing to me. All right, you know. Hey.
Oh.
He's open-minded. That's what.
So I guess. I'm going to be cheesy here before we go on the break. I guess you can say that Newt Gingrich is not your average everyday clone.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Stop.
All right. So on that note, we're going to go on break. This is The Roots. Clones. Y'all know what it is.
First of all, let's talk about the ill papers and fly ass that now caught papers. Niggas all jeopardy to make a big play. But then it might be a mistake, cause if I get sent to DC, I'm sending dice to DE.
Program is 100%, and that was the Roots clone. Fake niggas, they don't go platinum, they go aluminum.
Something like that. If you're good enough to be aluminum, you know we use aluminum a lot. Y'all might not be something that's recyclable.
Yo.
You know, for all you clones out there, you know, people who sound like everybody else, or your name Young, and like 582 of y'all.
Yeah, y'all young, but y'all 37.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm Young Money. you know, I'm young bird. I'm like,
well, little, but I mean, even little Bow Wow got sense enough to change his name to Bow Wow and not call himself Lil no more. You
see? Right. Because he was little Bow Wow as a teen.
And, yeah, like he was like, what, 10, 11, 12 when he first came out?
Right.
He like, I'm grown now. I'm just Bow Wow.
Right.
Now he just Bow. So it's like, okay.
Exactly. So when I went to high school with you, you shouldn't be using the name Young. Anyway. Now, you know, we was talking, you know, last week there was the big controversy over the internet being took down, SOPA, PIPA, all these acts, in which of course now they've been tabled by Congress and the Senate. In the meantime, there was another website that got taken down, a file sharing website called Mega Upload. It was shut down Thursday, right after, of course, they made the announcement that, hey, we're going to table taking out websites. We're going to table the law that takes out websites. We just going to take them down while there ain't no law.
Wow.
Makes sense, huh?
Wow.
Since there's no law to take down websites that we don't like, we just going to take them down. And it's not like you can do anything because, hey, there's no law anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, Mega Upload is a file sharing website which, you know, you can put files in a locker online and share them with friends or colleagues. As some people know, in legal terms, you can call it the cloud. It's the anti-cloud, meaning it wasn't Microsoft. So, and I guess it had the support of a lot of celebrities from Kanye West, P. Diddy, and the one with the big booty who does sex tapes. I'm not gonna say her name. Y'all know who she is, and if you don't know, it don't matter. She ain't relevant no way. I'm just saying. But the point is, they talk about the law, yet websites that they don't approve of get taken down anyway.
Right.
So why even have a law? You know, it's sort of like, if I'm not mistaken, 100, it used to be Congress had to approve war. You remember that?
Right. That's right.
But somehow, instead of, it's sort of like a marriage. It's like, well, baby, I'm gonna go spend all the money. Holla. We don't discuss me spending all the money. I'm just gonna go spend all the money.
Do it.
Right. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if people can see it like that, but.
And then maybe people should have the same reaction to it, because let somebody come and tell me they spent all my money. Oh, I'm gonna just go spend all your money. I'm finna go, you know, drain your bank account. You gonna tell me you're gonna do it? Your ass ain't gonna make it out that door. It ain't gonna happen. So maybe they should have the same reaction to it that they would have to that.
Well, but see, that's the thing. People. And I've talked about this, and I'm going to keep talking about it. People have an expectation of corruption. So
right.
It doesn't even matter that you get messed over.
Mm.
You know, it's just commonplace. You know, we talked about the whole slavery thing. Slavery hasn't gone away. They just changed the name. And just corruption. It hasn't gone away. They won't put a name on it now. So instead of SOPA or PIPA, it'll just be ambiguous. We just going to take down sites because we don't like them, or if whoever's paying us feels like is a competitive threat and is taking away their money. That's how we're rolling.
That's, oh, All right.
That's gangster. When he was talking about what gangster, that's gangster. I just do it, and ain't nothing you can do about it. What?
It ain't like if it was something you could do about it, you would be smart enough to do it anyway.
Yeah,
or you would not be lazy and do it.
No, there's nothing you can do. What is your recourse? When the government takes your website down, what is your recourse?
And it can't be, I mean, if there's not a law for it, then it can't be no recourse for it anyway. I mean, there's nothing exists for it. It's not on the book.
Right. Gangster.
Yeah.
I just turned the switch off. Bye. See you, bitches.
And you know what? Is that I'm laughing because that is some funny shit. Because it's like, that's exactly what they're doing.
Right.
Well, okay, I'm getting mad about it.
Yeah, no need to get mad. I mean, we can talk about Mitt Romney. You know, everybody's Mitt Romney and his taxes. And, you know, they put that out. Oh, my God. Mitt Romney made $42 million in the last 2 years. Yet he only paid 13%, which comes out to $3 million per year. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, they all do that.
And he said, and you know what's funny? And that's what I was talking about. They worried about because Ass Bleacher like to get him some on the side, but here this mug over here, you know what is the name for it when regular people do a tax evasion? Is that what it's called?
No, it's not. He's paying taxes. It's
just, but he ain't paying what he's supposed to pay.
Well, according to them, he is paying what he's supposed to. See, and that's the problem. See, because you or I would have to pay 20% of our income.
Right.
He pays, and he makes substantially more than us, and he pays 13%.
So the more money you make, the less taxes
you have to pay. Yeah. Pretty much. The whole rich get richer. But, once again, we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares that your oppressor, and let's get it right, your oppressor and the homies who are collectively the oppressors make all this money. I mean, you don't care about it. Because at the end of the day, people are more concerned with one day I too can be oppressor and I can make that money and not have to pay taxes, because that's what it is. You best believe that the only reason why people don't attack your rich politicians, because they hope, i.e. in the believing in the American dream,
they gonna die hoping too, because the rich get richer and the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Right.
It's never going to happen for you, Kevin.
Yeah, but that's the dream. You know, like I talked about, they stuck on the Martin Luther King dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white boys and black boys sharing a smoothie. No, fighting against oppression.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. This is a perfect example of oppression beyond the shadow of a doubt. But semantics says it's not. It's just, oh, well, he reveals his taxes. And you don't put it together like that, because people are still, they're still robbing on our level. They're still robbing each other for fucking Air Jordans.
Right.
On Craigslist.
Right.
You know,
set up a Craigslist thing to rob somebody for their Jordans.
For their Jordans. That's the pettiness. That's the pettiness. You're. That's what's important. Air Jordans. Not that your oppressors are making this money and forcing you into these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get them Jordans. I'm going to look good while I'm oppressed. Know what I'm saying? Anyway. On a brighter note, Ethiopia. There was a story out of Ethiopia, a 12-year-old girl who was abducted and beaten, and they were trying to force her into a marriage. She was found by three lions who apparently had chased the men off. They said the girl had been missing for a week, and she had been taken by seven men who, I guess between them, wanted her to marry one of them and do the whole legal molestation.
Mm-hmm.
Legalize their molestation and rape. Anyway, I guess these lions wasn't down for it. So what happens is, I guess the lions ran up on her, ran up on them, they ran, and instead of eating her, the lions protected her and guarded her for a half a day. And the guards found her, and as soon as the guards rolled up, the lions left.
Wow. And you know what? That's a beautiful thing. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
That's very beautiful. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that out and you were able to allow the public to hear about, you know, something that's abnormal taking place. It's like, it kind of gives me hope. Like, okay, if there's something that I'm going through, you know, I can always trust that I'm going to be protected. You know, people don't, that's not something that happens every day. Lions are meant to kill and destroy, but they protected a little girl against people that were trying to kill and destroy her.
I wouldn't say that lions destroy. I mean,
that's their nature to destroy things.
Well, they're carnivores. We kill to eat. They kill to eat.
Eat, destroy, kill. That's their nature to just tear things apart. You know,
I thought, and what I took out of it is not just the miracle that she was not eaten, but also the symbolism,
mm-hmm.
where it's saying in light of oppression, you can be defended from all kinds of and I take the miracle, but I take oppression can be defeated.
Yes, that's right.
No matter how overwhelming the odds may seem,
mm-hmm.
you can defeat oppression, even though the odds don't look good.
That's right.
That's how we need to think.
Right. You being taken advantage of on all sides, it seems you are. But there is relief coming. It's like help is on the way. You just got to make it to that point where you can get that help. I mean, because she was already being hurt and, you know, molested and stuff. But to keep it from happening, the lions came out and protected her. So,
right.
And her life was not, her life was spared. It's just,
right. And on that note, we want to thank you all for listening. For Miss 100%, I am Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and we are Smooth Drama. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer.